On this week's episode, Juice is stuck in a polar vortex in Ontario and spirals into a near panic attack over some gasoline at a gas station. Jackson has some pretty intense tooth pain, and the gang finds a new way to compete and yell at each other each and every week. Enjoy the episode.
It's dangerous.
Welcome back, Barely Gamers, to your favorite podcast, sometimes about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about little games. But little games? Video games. Hey, listen to us talk about video games. No?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you need my verbal confirmation that you did your intro you've done over 100 times correctly?
No, that was a new one.
Yeah. Anyhow, anyways. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm wearing a new hat.
Yeah, today. No, it was a bold choice.
I switched it up. Big swing.
For context, you also freaked out about it before we went live, and you tried about three different styles. You had a meltdown.
Full panic. Uh-huh. But no, feeling good. Have had a good week. It's been a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm really tired, but, yeah. You know.
I can tell.
How?
I just because you told me already.
Fair. But yeah, it's just been a big week. I've got some cool stuff coming up that I'm really excited about. So I've been doing a lot of planning, a lot of note-taking, a lot of researching.
So mysterious.
You
always have something in the hopper. You know, you've always got an iron in the fire that you can't talk about yet. You're on NDA.
Listen.
You're waiting for the paperwork to come through. Here's my thing.
I think a lot of people out there, it's just like they think, especially with drag race people, they think if you are not forward facing constantly in full drag with a new outfit, you're not successful.
Not successful.
But some of us like to build and create and do a lot of the work before. Peaks and valleys, but also do the pre-work before, so that way when you get to the good stuff and it comes out, it's perfect.
Crushed it,
it's good, comes out, and then the work consistently moves from there. Some of us just take a little time to cook. So I'm just cooking.
Juice cook.
Cook.
You're a cider now.
Do you have to cook cider?
You just heat it up.
Oh, okay.
Cider's
I love
like
a hot apple cider.
There you go.
Ooh, I love a hot apple cider.
I'm going to start calling you cider.
Hate that. But I will say, you get me on a nice fall or winter day, you give me a hot apple cider with the cinnamon stick and a little bit of whipped cream.
Over a hot chocolate, though?
Yeah, hot apple cider over a hot chocolate.
I think for me, most of the time as well. Chocolate's got to stay in its fucking lane. We've been through this. I very much stand by it. But like, hey, a hot chocolate, great. Delicious treat. But to me, like, it just
too
gums
much of a
up
gamble.
The works. It gums up the works. You know what I mean? Now you got
no, my thing is like a no. A hot chocolate's too much of a gamble. You don't know if you're just gonna get weird, watery milk with like a little bit of chocolate in it, or if you're gonna get thick and delicious hot chocolate.
That was my nickname in high school. Thick and delicious.
Thick and delicious hot chocolate.
Not hot chocolate.
Just thick and delicious.
Thick and delicious.
I was gonna say hot chocolate. Really?
Nah.
But yeah. So far, I mean, I can say what else I'm doing. So semi-qualified queens is obviously over.
Obviously, this is not news to anyone. Everyone's aware of it.
Everybody is aware in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. Semi-qualified queens is finished. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Kiss is moving on to bigger and better things. She has left me dry and in the dust. So right now the brand is just kind of sitting and in a space where it doesn't know. So with that extra time, I am going to start back up my YouTube channel. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. And you're going to resurrect all of your old videos from when you were like just a wee lad in your early 20s. And we're going to bring those all back.
They're
going to come back and you're going to repopulate the channel, flip the switch, put them all back on the internet.
Nothing
to be embarrassed or ashamed of there. Just throw it back on the internet. Let the people see it.
Nope. No one gets to watch those ever again.
What were they called? I just want to rally everyone to go and dig through the internet.
They are called Jackson Will Never Find These. That was actually the title of the videos.
I'm going to find them.
I'm going to find them and we can watch them together, but you will never get the files.
I'm going to secretly record them. And hold camera. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to hate them. They're so fucking embarrassing. But
are they cringy?
I wouldn't even say cringy. They're just like, ugh. And they're from a time where I was drinking a lot too. So it's just like, it's just a person that I don't even know anymore.
Hmm.
So it's
you.
Just.
Growth. Yeah. You've grown.
I know.
Yeah. Look at you go. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
I know. So yeah, so I've got a lot of plans for that. I'm really excited. And so 2025 is all about digital media content.
Yeah.
Content.
Thank content. You. Thank you. Hey, remember, I'm not saying that this is what's going to happen here, but remember last year when you and I both independently said, I want to get into voice acting in 2024.
And neither one of us did it.
Didn't even try. Signed up for one email list, said this is too many emails. I don't want to do this. Shut it down.
So here's my thing. I went a little bit deeper than you and I started talking to people about what to do and how to do it. And yeah. I said, hate that.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Well, it's a lot of work with not a lot of money.
Oh, no.
Like barely money. Like you can do a full TV show for like nothing.
Well, here's the thing. The economics of it, the supply and demand, the number of people that are willing to do voice work, very high. If you want to anyone, hey, I'm going to offer you this. Will you do the voice work and we'll give you money? Everyone's going to say yes. So yeah. It's just like there are people out there willing to work for peanuts and that sucks.
Yeah. And some people are really good voice actors.
Oh, yeah. We would really be good.
Garbage.
Amateurs.
I was just looking to be the fruity little guy in a video game, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Some people can do other stuff. Actually, you know, it's so funny. I have a friend. His name's Derek. He wanted to get into voice acting. And what he did was he just hit the ground running, created a reel with a bunch of different voices, and now he's getting gigs. Getting jobs. Doing the damn thing.
In anything I would recognize?
He's been he hasn't really posted what he's done, but he's always like going on auditions. He's always going to set. He's always doing recordings. He built his own little studio inside of his place. So he's doing good.
Shout out Derek.
Way to go, Derek.
Do you think we could ride Derek's coattails?
Thought you were going to say dick.
Yes, of course. That's what I would say. Me, Jackson.
Do you think we could ride his dick? No, I don't think we could ride his coattails.
He wouldn't. He's not a fan. He wouldn't bring us along for the ride.
No.
Fuck. Do you want to hear something that I learned? So I raided into a channel and the gentleman whose name is escaping me right now also works in the games industry. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. What company? We talked a little about it. He said that he did, he had a session or a talk or whatever at PAX, which is like one of the biggest games conventions out there. And I was like, oh shit, how did you get that? He goes, oh, I just applied. And I went, I didn't know that that was a fucking thing. And that makes full sense. That like, of course, if you're booking a fucking an event and you're like, hey, how many talks, how many sessions, who's going to be in it? You're not just going and scouting and finding them. You open up a fucking audition, essentially. You say, everyone apply. And then you go through and you pick. I don't know why I didn't think that. I was sitting here like, man, how would I get that gig? Who do I talk to? Just literally the fucking internet. Fill out a form. Send it.
Just funny.
Tell me.
The TwitchCon Europe.
Yeah.
They posted a thing being like, hey, we really need people to apply for the drag showcase. So I was like, oh, should I apply to DragCon Europe?
I'll come. Ooh. I'll run your booth.
There's no booth. I would just perform and that's it. Like, I would just like, that's
I'll
all I would
you
have
water
to
water backstage.
You want to come? You want to be my yeah. It's in Rotterdam.
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 Yeah. I think I actually don't know.
You fucking dick. You said that with such like gusto. Like you were so convinced.
Confidence.
So yeah, now I'm like toying with the idea of if I should apply and if Jenny's going to call me and be like, I'm not flying you to Europe.
yeah,
which is fair. I know. Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, because the other TwitchCon is going to be in the States. And it's like, am I even going to be allowed to go in the States in a few months? You know?
Oh, do you want to go to the States really is another big question.
I really want to go to New York, but like now it's just like, do I want to go
told
with
me.
All this
You were
stuff?
Like, let's go to New York and whenever. I was like, I don't really know if I want to. And I'm a straight white guy.
I know. And it's just like New York's like the best place to go, but it's just like they're already doing like ice raids and stuff. It's just like, I'm going to go in for a vacation and they're going to be like, where's your visa? Get deported. Out. And I'm going to be like, deported. And it's just like, I just came to watch a show and fucking buy some shit, you know, like. Dude,
also, your dollar's garbage in America right now. Like, it will be expensive trip.
I'm never my dollar's always garbage in America.
No. It's getting way worse. Like, how? Maybe the worst it's ever been. Tariffs. Trump's making a bunch of threats on trade embargoes in Canada, and then the dollar and economy, and you know.
Hey, whatever. Remember Nazi salutes? That's fun. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Do you have more you want to talk about it?
I just think that it's really silly how you can say that Elon Musk is the smartest person in the world, but then in the same hand being like, but he's autistic, so how is he supposed to know? It's just like, is he the smartest man in the world, or is he a sad widow baby who doesn't know how to talk in front of people? Like, which is it? Anyways, punch Nazis. We can continue on.
I don't condone violence, but I feel like if anyone's going to get punched, I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Should be a Nazi. Yeah.
Can I just say that I think a problem I've encountered is that the casual tone that you and I interact with has bled over into my work streams.
No.
Because I was like, hey, we've got new guests here. Go around the horn, introduce yourselves, talk about who you are, what you do. And one person stumbled on their words and I went, hey, just for a second before you go on, did you just say this? And I fucking dunked on him. And then I went, that was a fine thing with juice. That was not as good
you
with my
dunked
work
on
colleague.
Somebody on your stream.
Yeah. And like he's a colleague. He's, you know, he's bordering on a friend. We work together enough. But I really thought after, I was like, I don't know if I know him well enough that was okay for me to be like, you stupid idiot.
Yeah. Did you talk to him after? Did you tell me that you've been spiraling?
We've talked since, and I just took a temperature check and it seemed like we were fine. So I didn't address
you
it. But
fucking
if he's
bitch.
Listening to this, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's my bad. Dick. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. I literally interrupted. He was the second person to introduce himself out of the group of four other people. And I literally went, hey, before you move on, before you continue introducing yourself, I'm just going to interrupt you right there. You just say what I think you just said.
You fucking idiot. Stupid idiot. Stupid. Fuck. Stupid dumb idiot.
God damn. In other news, my cousin sent me a message yesterday and her daughter, who I think is like seven, maybe.
Big fan of me.
Sent a video and it said, is not aware of the heartbreak that awaits her. And it's a video of the kid for a second with the caption. I'm like, oh, okay. And then she turns it to the TV. She's watching your lip sync to save your life.
Oh no.
She goes, doesn't know the heartbreak that awaits her. And then I was like, oh my God. And then she sent me another one later and it's like, just her sitting, like, looking very clearly sad. And then someone's like, Juice is so good. I'm sad Juice is gone. It's like...
Yes, I had a lot of... Because I was so cute and bubbly. I had a lot of young girls who were big fans. Because I just looked like a little doll.
You were.
Yeah.
You still are.
The mustache. Yeah. I had somebody come up to me tonight at the gym and go, so what do you do with the mustache? And I was like, I shave.
They were perplexed.
They were like, well, what happens?
Bald caps for your mustache the way they are for your hair?
I think sometimes like people think like shaving your beard or mustache is such an integral part of your body that like, how could you do that?
I have the same thing where people are like, whoa, wait, you shaved? I'm like, yeah, facial hair like falls off your face. Like that comes, that's not like a limb, that's not your arm, like that come that you change that shit, but I
also
guess some people don't.
2 weeks and the shit's back.
Well,
you know,
2.5.
Okay, I can grow facial hair faster than you.
No, I don't think so. This started yesterday.
You fucking liar.
No, I would never lie to you.
You know that video of Homer Simpson where he shaves and then he just like looks and it goes and it comes back in like a second?
That's me.
That's you?
That's me, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're the wolf man.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Anyways,
you can ask me how.
Get fucked.
You did it.
Get fucked.
I'm so proud of
get
you.
Get fucked.
Yeah, no, you did
get
it.
Fucked.
You're such a good friend. I'm so proud of you. I'm doing okay. My tooth has been causing me excruciating pain, so I've been on fun painkillers in the evenings. It's actually not bad. Not currently. I genuinely, yesterday before my live stream, was like, should I just pop one of these T1s with a little bit of codeine and
just
like,
T1, no T3?
Yeah, just T1s. I talked to the pharmacist and she was quite nice. She was quite kind.
You could sell them when you're
she
done.
Very clearly cared. Honestly, they don't hit that hard. Maybe it's like my body mass is pretty, I'm a big dude, maybe on smaller people, like your teeny tiny little self. Maybe they would hit harder, you know? But it's been a saga. So I went in today and they're like, yeah, root canal next week. I was like, remember in November when you said come in for a root canal and then you said I didn't need one. And then I started to feel a lot of pain and now I'm coming back to get a fucking root canal. That's great. Looking forward to that.
What did she say?
I didn't say any of that.
Oh, it's like Jackson.
I was like, if they're like, hey, this is what's going to take your pain away. I'm like, great. Thank you. And they're like, we're also going to prescribe you some antibiotics because right now what you have is an infection. Juice, if I touch my cheek here, pain all the way down into my mouth because of where the root of the tooth reaches up. If I The root of the tooth. They got me antibiotics and steroids. I'm going to be fucking huge.
What kind of steroids?
I don't know. Some. They said this will make your face stop hurting. And I went, great. I'm going to the gym that day.
You're like, so if I take these, will my chest get bigger? Yep, will my shoulders grow?
Yep. Yep.
Is my waist going to get sluttier?
Exactly. I asked. They said, yes, definitely.
And you said, bet.
Uh-huh. I said,
we're doing it.
When I come back to refill this prescription, you won't even recognize me. I'm going to shave my beard and it's going to confuse you. Because that's how it goes. People are confused.
So what do you do with the beard?
Shave it. I put it in a bag.
And I glue it on the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Glue it back on.
Yep, certainly.
My mustache is starting to freeze when I go outside.
Yeah, you guys got like a polar vortex or some shit in Ontario right now. You guys okay over there?
No, it's fucked. It's fucking awful.
It's almost freezing here.
Get fucked. I've had 3 days of like when I go outside, it just like it hurts to be outside. Pumping gas, I'm okay. I'm good. Can we tell everybody?
Temperature wise, you are.
Yeah. I called Jackson the other day because I was pumping gas and then like I took it out and I was so cold. My hand shivered and it squeezed more gas out and it like squirted onto like the part where you pump the gas. So there was gas around that. So then I like closed the thing, closed my gas cap. But then I closed like the thing that goes over the gas cap.
Yeah. Yeah, got it.
So like the gas cap does the click, and then you close like the door,
the hidey hole,
the hidey hole. You close. Yeah. So I close the hidey hole.
Yeah,
and then I get in my car, and immediately, my brain goes, "I'm gonna explode."
Yeah. So you called me in a panic. I had a missed call. I called you back 6 minutes later.
Can I say I called you? I called my husband. I called my mom, and I called my dad.
And no one answered.
My mom answered.
Yeah.
Right before you called me and I said, Mom, and I told her the situation and she went, you're going to die. And this is going to make a lot of sense. This is going to make a lot of sense. My mom goes, oh, honey, I've never pumped gas a day in my life.
She was a great deal of support and comfort for you, wasn't she?
I went, Mom, you've pumped gas in your life. And she went, no, honey, never. And here, let me tell you the story about one time when I was supposed to. And she's telling me this and I'm like, put Dad on the phone right now, Mom. I'm freaking out. So she put my dad on the phone. My dad told me I would be fine. And then he gave it back to her and she went, so one time I had to pump gas and I didn't know what to do. So I walked inside and I told the attendant, I don't know how to do this. So he came out and he did it for me. That's what my mom does. She goes inside the gas thing and says, I don't know how to do this and makes them do it.
Yeah.
Deb.
Well, classic Deb.
Classic Deb.
Shout out to
Classic Deb. Anyways, then Jackson called me and I put my mom on hold and we talked about how I wasn't going to explode. And I didn't explode because I'm here.
I said, unless someone attacks you with a flamethrower, you're probably fine.
Do you know what Mr. Box said?
Into flames. Tell me.
Mr. Box said, and you thought you were going to explode and you wanted me to talk to you as you burst into flames?
That is very selfish of you.
He's like, that's so selfish. I was like, I would have pulled over. He's like, what if you burst into flames and you were on the phone with me? Wow.
That's funny.
Again,
I know. Can I tell you my latest obsession?
Boobs.
Well, no, latest. That's my longest living obsession.
You imagine you're like, yeah, new.
You heard about these things?
Have you heard about? They're so fun.
Wow, what a time to be alive!
I love them.
I found two just games that you can play in your browser, two browser games. One is called Cine2 Nerdle. Did I tell you about this already?
That's not a word. That's not a word.
Right. It's not. Cine, C-I-N-E, like cinema.
Okay.
The number two, Nerdle, N-E-R-D-L-E.
Cine2 Nerdle.
Correct. So it's a head-to-head game that you play against another person and you're going back and forth testing your movie knowledge. So it starts
I would annihilate you.
So no, we wouldn't play against each other. Let me fucking finish explaining the game because I think you'd be bad at it and I think I would crush you. But we'd be on the same team so that you wouldn't cry and just like, and then I'd have to palm the top of your head so you can go back to sleep and instead of being sad all the time.
It's just very comforting.
So you go back and forth essentially identifying links between movies. So they start you off with one and you go back and forth with your opponent and you're identifying anyone who has worked on both movies. And you can go back and forth, but you can only use that same identifying link three times before it's outlawed. And there's a timer to each round, and whoever cannot name the next person and continue the game loses. So for example, if I gave you Barbie, you could then say Wolf of Wall Street because Margot Robbie is in both. And you can just go back and forth, back and forth. And there's three lifelines. You can ask for extended time. You can get a cast list, which you don't typically get, or you can skip it and bounce it back to your opponent. And this absorbed hours of my life over the last week to the point where I had to make a rule with myself and I'm not allowed to play when I get in bed because there were multiple nights that I started at like 11 and didn't go to bed till like 12:30 or 1 a.m. because I was just now, playing this game back and forth.
Can I say?
You can.
Can I say the amount of movie references is that I pull out
you
and you
not.
Go Good. And you go, when is that?
You know how I said that? To you recently? Yeah, but you're not referencing movies. You're referencing TikToks of movies.
No. Films and TV I reference all the time. And you go.
You don't. You reference drag show? That's sure. That's a TV show?
No.
And you reference TikToks.
Roll the clip.
What? The clip is, we've been through this. There is a documented history that if you're referencing something and I don't know what it is, it's either a TikTok, it's a pop song, or it's something from Drag Race. And that's right 85% of the time.
If you're listening, I want you to comment if Jackson is wrong. Because he is.
No. Wrong.
Are you Team Juice or Team Jackson?
Where are they commenting? You don't even know because I do all the work distributing the channel.
Wherever you listen to these podcasts, whether it's Patreon, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or somewhere else.
You're lucky that I talked about those three specific things before we start this podcast.
RSS works, you bitch.
What's RSS stand for?
I don't know. Jackson's a fucking bitch.
You're not good at words or letters. So send it to Nerdles Fun. And we have talked about this in the past. I said, I feel like there needs to be something that you and I can compete in. So if you want to buck up and put your money where your little mustache dusted mouth is, get on there. There's a rating system that fluctuates as you win and lose games. And next week, when we record the podcast, we can compare scores.
You're on, bitch.
Okay, get in there. Everybody come back next week when we embarrass Juice by their terrible fucking score.
I'm streaming literally tomorrow.
You could do it on stream.
The whole stream.
Good. Good. Great. Good. Don't fucking Good. Google. Great. Don't cheat. Have some integrity.
No, bitch. You
the
cheat.
Game calls you out. If you Google, it calls you a Googling Gary and it knows.
How does it know?
Because if you open another tab, it knows that you went to the other tab.
Fine.
I like that you're asking how they would know you're cheating, not saying, no, I would never cheat.
You cheat.
I just told you I never cheated.
A liar.
I said, have some fucking integrity. Grow up.
Anyway.
The other one, read a book. The other one that I've been really obsessed with lately is Poke Rogue. Have you heard of this? It's a browser game. I don't know how it's not been shut down yet. It's a roguelike game with Pokemon. So you pick any of the starters from the first, I think, nine generations. You have a point system to allocate who you can add. And there's no adventure. There's very little story. It's just battle after battle after battle. And you go from wild encounters to some trainer battles to some, like, I guess, mini bosses. And you're just trying to progress as far as you can. After each fight, you can pick from one of three options as rewards. And you can basically custom cater your run. So you could pick like an experience share. They're randomly generated. You could pick like an experience share. So your other Pokemon are also leveling up. And you're just trying to go through all of the fights, I think, are randomly generated to a certain degree. And you can catch some of the Pokemon, which add them to your starter list for next time. And you just try to get as far as you fucking can. And it's awesome. People have recommended it to me for a while. And I've just ignored it. And then I gave it a shot. And I was like, oh, MG. This is good.
Can you play the Pokemon trading card game on desktop?
No, because it's a phone app.
It's
I mean,
phone.
You can, but you can't play the pocket version, which you've been playing. Which, again, why would you want that?
Stream. So okay. I played on stream.
Okay. I thought you were going to try and make a case again that you would rather be opening packs not on your phone like you did with the Switch 2.
No, I just want to play it on stream. That's all.
I understand.
Selfishly. But
I get off your ass a little bit. Speaking of OMG, do you want to take it again? I'm going to get off your ass a little bit.
I wish you'd stay on it. No, you can.
Speaking of OMG, Juice, I think that it would be fun to put your gamer knowledge to the test. I say we go through. I have a list that I have compiled. I've stolen from other people. Of gamer slang, gamer terms, gamer abbreviations. And I want you to tell me. I want to test. I want to see how many of these you can get right. I'm going to provide you with some. You're going to tell me what you think they mean. I will reveal what they actually mean. And we don't have to keep score, but since you're competitive as shit, we can. Do you want to keep score?
Let us.
Okay. Allow us to keep score. I'm just going to grab a pen.
Even though you're going to be asking me mostly. Mine are mostly just Gen Z slang sites used within chatting.
But in games, or you just picked random
chatting in games? No, I'm picking the ones that are mostly like things that you would chat in game.
Okay.
Because there's a lot, but some it's just like you wouldn't say that in game.
Sure. I'm going to go alphabetically. Ready?
Yeah.
Your first term, abbreviation, etc., is AOE. What does AOE stand for?
Away on entry.
Away on entry, okay. And yeah. Can you define that term for me?
Away on entry means that you have stepped away from your computer, but the game lobby has put you into the game already. So it's like you're AFK, but it's on entry into the game.
Very confusing description, but thank you for trying. That is area of effect refers to an attack which covers a certain area with a damaging effect. And a example of this is when you use your own character in Baldur's Gate to blow up another one of your own characters in Baldur's Gate.
We did that.
That's area of effect.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I am pulling this from PlayStation.com has a ultimate list of popular gaming related terms. So I'm going to go through and pull some of my favorites, but that's AOE. Do you want to go back and forth, or do you want me to pull a couple and then you can pick one when you are sad?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. B, kind of boring. C, can you describe camping in a video game?
Camping is where you're playing, like say if you're playing Dead by Daylight, so when the killer picks you up and puts you on hook, camping is where the killer stays around you to target other players versus going back onto the board and leaving you to go get other players. That would be camping.
That's pretty good. It's not directly tied to Dead DBD, and I think DBD uses it in a slightly... Yeah, I realized as you were describing it that you would have heard that quite a bit playing DBD, but it's I think DBD uses it slightly differently. I think it's mostly just staying in a particular area instead of roaming around a map. So yeah,
camping.
That's camping. Actually, I can pull their direct definition, which is holding to or hiding at a certain strategic location within
a
map.
That's a point.
Okay. Oh, sorry. You reminded me to also put the one that you got wrong on the board. Good job. Okay. I got another one for you. One that I have explained to you in the past. DPS.
DPS. DPS. DPS.
I know. Can I guess? Are you stuck on DP as like a really inappropriate?
No, in my mind actually didn't go inappropriate. No,
wow,
no.
Okay,
I
great.
Keep thinking, I'm trying to think, oh my God, DPS. DPS. Oh, fuck.
You got this.
I don't know.
You're just going to pass? You're not even going to try?
Okay, let me try. DPS. Designated PlayStation.
Okay, and that means?
That's the spot where you play the game.
DPS is an acronym for damage per second.
Fuck.
Can literally be a measure of damage output or a shorthand for a character class that focuses on offensive play.
Damage per... Okay, fine.
DPS is a very common one. We've talked about it a lot in Marvel Rivals.
You say it all the time, and it goes right over my head.
And you're just like, yeah, okay.
You're just like, yeah, he's got good DPS. I'm like, uh-huh.
I'm usually like, oh, I wish I could play DPS. It means I want to play one of the damage-dealing characters.
Mm.
Yeah. The next one I want to give you should be a pretty easy one here. Escort mission.
Mm. Escort mission. That is where you're really good at a game and you're with somebody really bad at a game and you are escorting them through Friends of Mac to help them.
Right. Anything else? Yeah. Any other details we needed on this one?
Nope.
Escort mission is a classic style of quest design in which a player must guide a normally defenseless non-player character through hazardous environment.
Basically what I just said.
No, you said another player.
That's basically what I just said. Like, no, I could be a defenseless NPC and you are guiding me through
it. You are not an NPC. What does NPC stand for?
Non-playable character.
Which means you can't be an NPC because you are a player.
Hey,
tell
NPC
me to get fucked while
that
you're
counts.
Over there
that's
with egg on your
that's
face.
A,
that's
a
not
point.
A point. You just
you said what's
I should
NPC?
Take
that's
away
a
point because you just got NPC wrong.
No, I got NPC right.
You got the what the word stood for, but you clearly didn't understand the actual definition or usage of the term. I could be an NPC. By literal definition, you cannot be.
Okay, next.
No, great. Let's move on. What is a fetch quest?
A fetch quest is where you are given a quest where you have to go find treasure and bring it back to that person.
Not
or treasure
yes.
or something, an item.
Yep. They can get very typical, very routine, very annoying, honestly. I would
grindy.
Say that, yeah, fetch quests and escort quests when they're in games, if there's more than a few of them, oof, look out. Look out. That's when people typically get annoyed, but that's a good one. What one do I want to... Okay, this is a good one. This one was on my own list as well. F2P. F2P. F, the number 2, P. F is in Frank. 2 is in one more than one. P is in play games. F2P.
Fun two-player.
Okay. So this is like a
co-op game.
A fun two-player
game.
Like
yeah.
a co-op game, but it's a good co-op game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good.
Yeah? Am I right?
I'm going to mark that one down as wrong because that would be free to play.
Fuck!
Free to play. Marvel Rivals, your Fortnites. Free,
free
to play.
Play. Free to play. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Mm.
Ganking. Yeah, I knew your mind would go incredibly dirty immediately. Ganking.
Ganking?
Ganking.
Is that where you're... jerking it while you're playing?
Yeah, that's exactly what the official PlayStation Ultimate list of gamer terms wrote down. Is where you're playing games and jerking it. Usually while playing what was that game last
Stellar
year?
Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they wrote down. So
yeah,
good
really?
Job.
Wow. Good.
I'm gonna
go
mark
me.
That down as
go
wrong.
Me. Go me. So what
ganking is a portmanteau of gang and kill. A gank refers to in-game death caused by a group of assailants. So it's like you and I could go and jump another player. We could gank them.
Stupid.
Okay. Do you want to know how many you've gotten right so far?
1.
2 out of 7. Do you want me to give you an easy one?
Mm, sure. Away from keyboard.
No. We're already away from that one. What? I really want you to get this one wrong. What does HP stand for?
Health points.
Or?
Or?
This is for extra credit. I'll give you the point. This
I was like, I get fucked.
This is, there's two. So there's like an age-old debate whether or not it's hit points or health points.
Oh, it's health points.
It doesn't matter, honestly. It's either. That's why I gave you 2. So that's good. I gave you that freebie. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
What is a HUD? H-U-D.
A HUD? A HUD? It's yeah. your home base.
Anything else you want to add to the definition? Or what does H-U-D stand for?
Home ulterior devices.
Okay, yeah, very good. That was right. Yeah, home ulterior devices which everyone has been saying these days. They're all the rage. A HUD is a heads-up display, refers to the text or graphical overlay visible during gameplay. That's your UI, your user interface.
Stupid.
This is a good one. Ready? Okay. iFrames.
iFrames. iFrames.
The letter I dash frames.
Frames. That is...
You got this.
The screen that the player sees in a first-person game.
Right. You know that I... Not I, ball. The yeah, letter I. iFrame. Like, I. You're playing this, like, iPhone, I guess?
Yeah.
Sure. iFrames is short for invincibility frames, are a Stupid. Set number of frames within an animation during which it is impossible for the player to take damage.
Fine.
You now have 3 out of 12.
Pretty good.
Not bad. That's fun. That one I actually don't even know. What is a KD ratio? KD ratio.
Kill death.
That's what the K and the D stand for?
Yeah.
And do you want to explain it any further than that?
How many kills you have in game.
That is correct.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That is correct. I'm very
It's kill-death ratio?
It is. I'd be more proud of you if you actually knew as opposed to if you were just guessing. But
no, I mean,
you got it right.
It's pretty obvious. KD ratio, kill-death ratio.
Then why were you
ratio.
So surprised?
Because you say I'm right all the time and then I'm wrong.
That does happen. Yeah. Juice, please define for me the term min-maxing.
Min-maxing?
Min-maxing.
Min-maxing. Mm-hmm. That is the minimum amount you need to max out on an attack.
What?
I don't know, man.
An approach common in role-playing games where players aim for perfect optimization of the player character by maximizing their offensive and defensive capabilities.
Where's the min in? Where's the min come in?
It's like deprioritizing stats you don't need, so looking for those at the minimum, and then maximizing all the other stats as a result.
Oh, okay.
We already covered NPC. That's great. Okay, this is a good one. NG plus. NG plus.
This feels inappropriate.
I can assure you that the official PlayStation.com blog is not using inappropriate terms about masturbating while playing video games.
NG plus.
What does NG stand for or define or both?
New game plus.
Okay, and that is?
That means that you are playing a new game, but you have the, it's after you finish like a full run through.
Yeah.
And then you are able to start a new game, but then you have like either a harder like level, so you can do like a master level, or you can have like all of your stuff that you finished with.
Anything else?
No. Wrong.
Do you want me to read it to you? A special mode in which a game can be played over from the beginning whilst keeping the majority of progress from the initial playthrough, also known as New Game Plus.
Get wrecked.
I'm so proud of you. Even Get wrecked. You're flipping off, I'm very proud
Get
of
wrecked.
You.
I knew that was New Game Plus. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
What does OHK stand for?
OHK?
OHK.
OHK. OHK. Mm-hmm.
I want to apologize to all of our listeners who have spent about a third of this episode just listening us to repeating the same acronyms over and over again.
OHK. Uh-huh. What if they're guessing too? OHK. OHK. Over. Mm-hmm. Over.
I mean.
Over. Health. Kills.
Great. And that would be, when would you use that? Or use it in a sentence. I think that might even be harder for you because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
I had 30 over health kills because I didn't lose any HP in that battle.
Pretty confusing, but OHK is an acronym for one hit kill.
Fuck. Oh, I was so close.
No, you were not.
I got kill.
Nope, you said kills, so.
Okay.
I feel like you must know this one. Please tell me what PVE means. PVE.
PVE?
PVE. Or PVP.
Player versus player, or player versus everyone.
So PVP is player versus player, meaning PVE.
You're it's like a 1v1.
Okay. And
PVE. And then PVE is player versus everyone. So it would be like you against like a mob.
Sure. PVE stands for player versus environment.
Okay. Player versus, close.
Yeah, because it was the same as PVP.
But PVP is player versus player.
PVP is player versus player.
1v1?
No. It's just like a PVP game is where you're trying to kill other people. A PVE game is where you're just playing against the computer.
Okay.
So PVP would be like Call of Duty. PVE would be like a lot of Minecraft or fucking God of War. PVE. Unless there's a multiplayer mode, which I'm not aware of. Juice, what is the acronym RNG? We talk about it all the time.
RNG?
RNG. Or have you been using it without actually knowing what it means?
RNG? I've never said RNG before.
Okay, good.
RNG?
Yeah.
You couldn't ask me what GG means?
Hey, what does GG mean?
Good game.
Great. What does RNG mean?
I don't know, man. Just tell me.
You're giving up? We're only at R.
Rim. Rate.
Yeah.
New game. Our rate. New game. Okay. No, not rate new game. Rate our new game. New game.
Right.
Our new game.
Okay.
Our new game.
All right.
Our new game.
Oh, our new game. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right it's there. Not, is it? It's
we're
not,
right
is
there.
It?
Come on. What is the
new
R?
Game NNG?
RNG. RNG. Our new game. R stands for?
Restart new game.
Restart new game. RNG is an acronym for random number generator.
I cannot
fucking stand
you.
Weighted elements of chance within a game designed that can specifically impact rewards and experience. RNG, good job, Juice. We'll put that down under the wrong column.
You can't tell me that you know all of these. You're a liar.
I know almost all of these. There's been literally one that I've been like, oh, either I don't know that or no one says that.
So you asked me.
No, that's not been, it's not, I haven't picked it. Okay, we could maybe do that one. I would like to give you, oh, this is a good one. T-pose.
T-pose?
T-pose.
Transpose.
And we would use that in the gaming world. How?
Trans positive spaces.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. T-pose is a type of bug in which a humanoid character appears in-game completely static with both their feet locked together and both arms extended perpendicular to the body, forming the letter T. That's when you model characters. That's typically how you get the model so that you can go in and rig them up.
How am I supposed to know that?
Because it's a gaming thing and you're a fucking gamer. That's how.
Next.
I say this all the time and I actually remember saying this a bunch and you just repeated it back to me, like just like a call and response type of thing. Like you were just excited, like the same way you do with Call of Duty. This word is whiff.
Whiff is what furries say to each other. Almost like yiff.
Okay.
But it's
why would it be different then? What is the difference? When would you use whiff versus yiff?
Whiff is like when you want to smell another furry. Yiff is when you come.
And they would use this in the gaming space.
I don't know.
You think that PlayStation made a typo and just accidentally include furry terms instead of just...
I think furries game a lot.
Yeah. A whiff, most common in fighting games, is an attempted melee attack which misses the opponent very narrowly. Due to misjudgment by by the attacker. I used to say that. I'm missing all my shots. Oh, I'm whiffing. I'm whiffing. You want an easy one? An easy one to end the list here, Juice. Bring us home. I stopped counting, but when I stopped counting, you'd only gotten 5 right out of 12. So actually, sorry, 5 right out of 17. You got 12.
Okay, what's next? What's next?
The last one. Ended on a high, giving you an easy one. The last gamer term, XP.
Experience points.
Boom. I'm so proud of you.
I was going to say, if that's fucking wrong, I
swear. A shorthand for experience or experience points, XP refers to the gradual accrued reserve of points that typically manifest as a level or set of attribute gains awarded to the main character. A over-explanation of experience points, if I have ever seen one. Juice, thank you for completing this quiz based on PlayStation's ultimate list of popular gaming-related terms. Your final score is a number one in our hearts, and that's all that matters.
So six out of 15.
Probably not, because you got 12 wrong already. So 6 out of 15... doesn't make any sense because you were asked.
No, because you said I got 5 right, and then I just 17. Because then I just got that last one right.
Right, but you had 5 right out of 17. So how
you said 5 right out of 12?
And then I corrected myself. I said I got that wrong because
so there's 17 when you stopped counting.
There was 17, and you got 5 of them right when we stopped.
I got 6.
Great. Then you got at best 6 out of 18, and I assure you that there were many ones you got wrong that I did not count.
Listen.
You got one third of them right from what we recorded.
But I got 6 right, not a win. And some of us like to celebrate our wins
and not celebrate our losses. You didn't win.
But I got 6 right, and I think that 33%. That is something to be celebrated.
6 out of a lot more. You got way more wrong, though.
I think that you're just a bully.
I'm the teacher. I'm just grading your paper and handing it back to you. You're mad about it?
I got into university because my English teacher thought I was cute. Don't look at me like I'm academic.
Don't look at me like I'm academic. Jesus Christ. You're an animal. Anyhow, thank you for completing this quiz. I hope that you have all learned something and you're all slightly more educated Barely Gamers now.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of It's Dangerous to Go Alone. And with that being said, Jackson's going to let you know where you can find us on socials.
Hey, everybody. I want to give a massive thank you to everybody who has already helped support us on Patreon. It's because of your kind support and generosity that we are able to create this podcast week in and week out. If you out there are not already a Barely Gamer over on the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/itdangerpod where you can find a whole swath of ways to support us and additional bonus content, including but not limited to full video episodes, access to each episode a day before the rest of the world, and monthly cameo style videos for myself and Juice Box. Go and check those out. We would really, really appreciate it. If you have no loons or tunes to spare, however, you can head on over to Instagram where they're at @itdangerpod and you can comment on a video. You can share a video. You can heart a video. Any of that good stuff. Make sure you're following that account. And if you have another moment and your thumbs aren't even tired, if you could rate us, give us one of those 5-star reviews, one of those juicy ones, wherever you listen to podcasts, we would appreciate it. It goes a long way to helping others find their way in to this Barely Gamer space.
Thank you guys once again for another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone, and we will see you next time when I ask Jackson, I don't know, stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
If it's I think we might have
Kendall on. I think Kendall wants to come on.
Does Kendall play any games?
No, remember we were going to talk to her about games we think she would like. We're going to interview her and then we'll figure out what game would be perfect for Kendall.
And I'll propose a really good one and you'll propose one.
Yeah, I think mine would be good. I have good ideas.
You have great ideas.
Bye, guys.
Okay.